The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 108 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update published Tuesday, December 15. An Orillia man over 79 years old died on December 13 after contracting COVID-19. He is the 10th Orillian to die since the onset of the pandemic in March of 2020. There are now 26 local cases of COVID-19 that are, most likely, the Omicron variant. The health unit confirmed preliminary testing confirmed the presence of the mutations, and full genome sequencing is underway to confirm the variant strain. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today are as follows: Orillia, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 5 and 79 years old. One case is outbreak-related, and the rest are still under investigation. Severn, 2, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Oro-Medonte, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Collingwood, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barrie, 42, 12 youth under 18 years old, 13 people between 18 and 34 years old, 8 people between 35 and 44 years old, 8 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak-related, and 1 case is linked to close contact. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 9, 5 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact, and 3 cases are outbreak-related. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 6, 5 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, and 1 is listed as community-acquired, no known link. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 11, 4 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. 1 is outbreak related, 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and the rest are still under investigation. Midland, 7, 4 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Isa, 8, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 4 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, 1 is linked to close contact transmission, and the rest are under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 7, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All the cases are still under investigation. Muskoka, 6, 2 in Bracebridge, 1 in Huntsville, 2 in Gravenhurst, and 1 in Georgian Bay Township. Included in the new cases reported today are 57 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, and 46 fully vaccinated people. There are 886 active cases in the region. Hospitalizations include 19 people from Simcoe County and 2 from Muskoka region. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,920 cases of COVID-19 with 15,751 of those cases recovered and 283 cases ending in death. About 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Over the last 8 weeks, health unit data indicates the rate of infection for unvaccinated, vaccine-eligible population of Simcoe-Muskoka is 7 times higher than for the fully vaccinated population. The hospitalization rate is 16 times higher for unvaccinated versus vaccinated. Since mid-October, there have been 67 unvaccinated individuals from Simcoe-Muskoka hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the same period, there were 10 partially vaccinated and 26 fully vaccinated individuals hospitalized with COVID-19. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Hewitts Creek Public School, Barry, declared December 15, 4 cases. Codrington Public School, Barry, declared December 15, 3 cases. St. Monica's Elementary School, Barry, declared December 15, 2 cases. Orchard Park Elementary School, Aurelia, declared December 14, 6 cases. Monsignor Gironin Elementary School, Beaton, declared Dec. 14, 3 cases. Father F.X. O'Reilly Elementary School, Tottenham, declared December 14, 3 cases. Wamaka Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 14, 2 cases. Notre Dame Elementary School, Aurelia, declared December 13, 6 cases. Huronia Centennial Elementary School, Mvale, declared December 13, 4 cases. St. Michael the Archangel Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 10, 4 cases. Chris Hadfield Public School, Bradford, declared December 9, 5 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 9, 4 cases. East Oro Elementary School, Hawkstone, declared December 9, 10 cases. Ardagh Bluffs Public School, Barrie, declared December 8, 4 cases. Tay Shore Public School, Victoria Harbor, declared December 8, 7 cases. Algonquin Ridge Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 8, 6 cases. Worsley Elementary School, Wasaga Beach, declared December 8, 7 cases. Unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared December 6, 9 cases. St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 10 cases. St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases. Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 16 cases. Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 3, 7 cases. Marchmont Public School, Aurelia, declared December 3, 4 cases. Mvale District High School, Mvale, declared December 2, 5 cases. La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 7 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 3 cases. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 5 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 8 cases. Unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 33 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 13 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 8 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 13 cases. Outbreaks now declared over ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 11 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include unnamed child care facility in Simcoe County, declared December 10, 2 cases. Warrington Retirement Lodge, Stainer, declared December 10, fewer than 5 resident cases, 0 staff cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 9, 6 cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 8, 4 cases. 2 unnamed child care facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, 1 with 5 cases and 1 with 3 cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 2, 26 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 15. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 266,260 the 2nd of December 14 2236 51 76.4% Berry 5,816 5, 363,133 the 9th of December 14 3, 765,133 85.7% Bradford WG 2,453 2,350 40 the 1st of December 14 5,619 78 85.5% Clearview 191,175 the 3rd of December 13 1,271 47 84.6% Collingwood 320,307 the 4th of December 14 1,297 N. A 89.5% ESA 661,626 6 the 2nd of December 14 2742 54 74.7% Innisfil 1571 1476 21 the 1st of December 14 3 810112 84.4% Midland 295,252 6 the 1st of December 14 1 611,126 87.5% New Tecumseth 1,785 1,721 the 19th of December 14 4,216 59 80.2% Aurelia 556,488 the 10th of December 14 1 645,121 89.9% Oro Medant 349,305 6 the 1st of December 14 1 496,129 83.9% Penetanguishene 265,250 the 8th of December 13 2750 N. A 91.1% Remara 165,158 the 1st of December 14 1578 N. A 86.5% Severn 165,133 the 3rd of December 14 1 100,133 85% Springwater 460,404 the 2nd of December 14 2 146,149 91.2% Tay 167,156 the 3rd of December 13 1,489 54 87.3% Tiny 176,166 the 2nd of December 13 1,311 37 79.6% Wasaga Beach 415,399 5 the 1st of December 12 1,751 34 86.5% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 5. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.